All right. Welcome back, ladies and gents. Let's get to it, man. Let's stop all the bullshit and get to it, man. Welcome back. It's Man to Man Podcast. You probably know why you're here. You're ready to listen to the boys. About to get after it. It's going to be an exciting episode. Okay, listen. Before we get into it, we're going to get all the boring stuff out of the way, right? You guys don't want to hear it, but we got to do it, you know? We're sponsored by an ad. Listen, why would we be doing a podcast if we're not sponsored by an ad? It's the biggest question that I was probably going to ask. Skip 15, 30 seconds. We do ads for like 5 minutes. I'm kidding. You skip to 5 minutes. We're probably talking about something. You got to go back, you know, another 4 minutes. Just listen. Ad. We're sponsored by the official sporting bet app, WinBet. Listen, it's legal in Tennessee. We're the Tennessee boys. It's also legal in like 6 other states. We're promoting it hard in the state of Tennessee. Michigan, Indianapolis, where Liam's at. Go check it out. Hit the link in our description. If you do, description of whatever you listen to, right? Spotify, Apple. Just scroll down of the episode. Click on the link, go to WinBet. Benefits that you get from it is first-time user. You bet up to $1. You get up to $100 to play with in-store credit. You can win up to $200, or you can lose $1. You know, that's just how that is. And then you can bet up to $1,000 and bet up to $1,000 on a risk-free bet your first time. It's whatever you want to do, man. We're not going to push this very hard. There's a lot of sports games going on. I'm watching the college hoops, you know, the college hoops. Shout out Purdue getting knocked out by a no-name team. You guys are fucking garb. UCLA, my team to watch. We're talking about it. Bet on them. Win bet. You lose your first bet. Oh, man, that sucks. I lost my money. No, you got your money back. That's what that is. So, Liam, that's the bet. You know, win bet. Go check them out or hit the link in our descriptions on social media. Click on the link, win bet, and you know, you get that kind of benefit. all right, so it's a Sunday night, man. We're ready, man. We missed an episode last week. I don't know if anybody caught it, but if you did and asked us where the episode was last week, we missed it, right? Let's go figure here real quick. We apologize. We've been grinding, right? And that's what we're going to talk about. We've been grinding for probably the past 2 or 3 weeks now. We're getting prepared for our second annual Christmas clothing drive, where we give back to the homeless of Nashville, Tennessee. Why are we doing that? Why did we pick the cause? Not only did we have a scary tornado in the southeast going up to the Midwest a couple nights ago, right? And condolences, you know, we can do all that. Condolences, prayers, obviously, to everything that everyone that was affected in the tornado. But the tornado hit a couple years ago in Nashville downtown, and we got rocked. And so that's kind of why we chose to do it. We had really bad storms in Nashville, tornado that hit downtown Nashville. We wanted to do, you know, give back to the homeless and make it a good cause. But up to this point, if you guys are listening, appreciate you guys donating. We've killed it. If you want to contribute to our cause, it's the link in our bio on social media at Man to Man Podcast. Our goal is $500 right now. We reached our initial goal of $300. Shout out to the people that donated payment donations, that gave us payment donations to us. The deadline is December 18th. I've talked to a lot of people in Nashville. Appreciate you guys donating. Throw it in a trash bag. Give us clothes. We're going to do it again. And honestly, I don't know. My whole thing this year, Liam, with the whole thing is we're going to pimp these guys out a lot harder than we did last year. So I'm getting a ton of cool stuff. And I'm like, I want to keep this. Do I give it to Goodwill? Nah, yeah. Let's give it to the homeless, dude. They can sell it. If they want to sell it, let them sell it. It's a Brooks Brothers, you know, North Face jacket. Let them sell it. So that's what we're doing. December 18th, Liam, I'm excited to talk to you, man. Episode 91. We're excited, man. We apologize for missing out last week. We've had a lot going on. We know, you know, it's holidays, man. Everyone's going through a little bit of just kind of, you know, kind of get through the year. So that's what we're doing right now. We appreciate your help, man. We back, baby. That's the damn point. We motherfucking back. So we're excited for the episode, Liam. What's good, my brother?
I'm good, man. I think you're, you know, pretty much said it all in terms of our clothing drive. I really like, obviously, you know, we've decided to, you know, do this as Man to Man, but I think it reaches more than just doing it because we have a podcast and, you know, we like to show that we're active in our community. We've talked about doing this and things like this way before we even had a podcast, you know, just what can we do to help our community? And like when things happen, like tornadoes or, you know, like the bombings and stuff on Christmas last week, it kind of just puts everything in kind of perspective of what really matters. And you know, we're always wanting to help in any way we can. I know it's not, you know, we by big standards it's not a big, you know, thing. And, you know, we're not handing out thousands of dollars or anything like that. But, you know, when it gets cold out, especially in Nashville, clothing helps, you know, jackets help, blankets help, just being that comfort and having that comfort is a big thing. So I'm ready. I think we kind of did the last one last year, our first one last year. And it was kind of like, all right, what do we got to make sure we do this year? So that's kind of why I think another thing is we've been grinding so hard. We know exactly what we need to do and how it needs to be done. And we're ready for it. And we can't like thank you guys enough that are listening that, you know, have been donating clothing and, you know, having our donations in form of like the cash and stuff. Everything helps, and we're just glad that we have the ability to do it. So
yeah, nothing to it. Appreciate the help. If you don't want to help, then you know you don't want to help. You know, we're not saying you're a bad person or anything like that. We just trying to do good, so you know the Lord can shine on us maybe a couple times, man. One time or two. We need the Lord right now. Everybody else does too. Man. Praise God, gang, gang. I've been doing all this Lord talk, man, at where I'm working at too, and bang, bang, gang, gang, let the Lord talk to you one time, man. It's, I mean, we're, you know, it's Christmas time. It's the holidays time, you know, time to get a little bit religious here, you know, like let's figure something out. And Liam, you're coming to Nashville next week. Excited to hang out with you. We're going to do a good cause. And that's pretty much to it. You know, a lot of people, I think we're just trying to show people that we're legit with it. So that's all I'm really say about it. We're not really looking for views or numbers, or anything like that. We're from Nashville. We've seen it all. We've seen the cranes. We're Crane City now. And you know, we're going to try to just continue to contribute to our community and city. And that's what it is, man. So anyways, we missed a week. So what do we miss in a week? You know what I'm saying? We missed in a week. What do the people miss out in the week? We can talk about all, you know, the shit that I'm going through. And let's skip all of it. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, things don't happen for a reason. You know, don't stress too much about it. Live life, be happy. You stress about one thing or the other. We talked about positivity on the very end of our episode. And I think just everyone is 2021 has just been a year that's kind of just like flown past, right? It almost blends in with 2020. You're like, all right, let's kind of get through 2021 and see what's going to happen next year. I feel like that's what everyone's doing right now. Everyone's grinding hard and things like that. You know, a lot of sports being played right now. We can talk about sports. If you want to listen to us talk about sports, go to the last fucking episode. It's episode 90. If you like basketball, we talk about the Titans and Clemson somehow. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what you want to take it to positivity. We talk about positivity. It's a great time. We kind of got into some serious discussion last week or 2 weeks ago, and I think this week is just more positivity. That's kind of where we come from. I'm rocking a beanie. You know, I'm trying to get a changed look here. It's getting colder in Tennessee. At the same time, it's also like 40 degrees on some days. So it's just kind of bipolar weather. And I don't know, man. How's Indiana? How you doing, dude?
I would say it's been, you know, like we mentioned, there was a big tornado, you know, across the South and Midwest, and that was a big deal here. Staying up all night, making sure the house doesn't kind of fall down.
Would you guys go to like a room or something?
No, we just went down to the basement, you know, back down in my man cave down here, and made sure everything, you know, bunch of trees and power lines going down. But yeah, I think
I was freaking out. Like that's what I said. I was freaking out. Like I was like, we had to turn off all the lights. The outside lights, and I was like, our house doesn't have a good go-to place for like a, you know, a tornado like that. What do we go to, the pantry? You know, I'm setting up chairs in the pantry. I'm like, Mom, we got to get in here right now. What are you doing? We don't have really an open space. If we're screwed, we're screwed. It's on the ground. So sorry, what were you saying,
man? No, I was gonna say it really kind of puts in perspective of like when things like that happen, what everybody's initial like reaction is, and then like what do you do in terms of like preparing yourself for something like that. And it's, for me, it was like, dang, you know, make sure, you know, people are taken care of, make sure you, like you're saying, get into a good spot. And you know, and the biggest thing about things like that is like you're not even almost worried about yourself, you're more worried about the other people in your life before you. At least that's how I was like making sure like the dogs are all, you know, they're not just out there outside or anything like that. So I don't know. It's kind of puts in perspective, and just kind of coming off of Thanksgiving, just making sure you're thankful for stuff like that. It's a big thing. I mean, what else have you been doing this week? I know we were off last week. What about your week? Anything besides?
I feel like, I don't know, man. My doctor, I went to the ENT, you know, I kind of had this throat problem real quick.
Yeah.
And it's still ongoing. You know, who the fuck knows what's going on. But I went to my ENT and the verbatim my doctor told me to stop being a pussy. And I needed that. You know, I needed that. I got some shit that's going on in my head, I guess. You know, a lot of people go through those weird, oh, I got something wrong with me. You know, it's probably good. He told me to stop being a pussy. I've never heard of that shit in my life as a doctor.
Can
I go to school to tell people to stop being a pussy?
If my doctor told me.
Excuse my language.
If my doctor told me I was a pussy, I'd look at him and be like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like, I wouldn't expect that from my doctor. Man.
He was a cool dude, man. I needed that, man. I needed some shine on my life, man. Not really, man. Not really. There's really nothing going on. I was telling somebody this the other day. We're just kind of like homebodies. It's the time of the month. You know, not like that, but you know, as the time, it's the time of the year. Yeah. But it is the time of the month too. You know, hold up now. You know, I'm PMSing like crazy out here, and I ain't even got no, you know, cooch. But you know, it's where everyone's being a homebody and just kind of relaxing. We have our Christmas decorations up and everything like that. My grandmother is coming in town right as you leave. She is so used to sitting in a recliner. We don't know what to do. We don't know if she's going to enjoy sitting on the couch. She's probably not. So who knows what's going to go down at the end of the year. If somebody's going to croak or not. That's really what it comes down to. You ain't got no recliner. We got to get the recliner. My grandma also sits on a, it's like a, I don't know, like a elevated ass pad seat, you know, when she uses the restroom. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's ass seat for toilet or for elderly people.
Yeah.
She ain't bringing that, so what do we get that on Amazon? You know, I don't know. She might fall, dude. Like, my grandmother is 76 years old. Nah, I think she's 77. But, you know, we just hoping no falls here and there. You know, I can't have a grandma falling at the end of the year to start my new year. You know, I'll tell you that right now. So, a lot of family just being brought in together. And I'm excited for the end of the year. I don't know, man. There's been a big conversation where I kind of been stressed out about, we come here also because we don't like, you know, when I talk to you, excuse me. I really need to be talking to a therapist. You know, you're probably not the best person to be talking to when I bring up my emotional problems outside of the podcast, but I guess that's why people listen to it, or do they? So I'm stressed out about probably whole shit. I think I'm still stressed. I got caught up in the social media shit again, you know, like the phone shit. You know, I'm addicted to my phone, and, you know, I do that for a daily job, and it's fucking stressful, you know, being a social media person, which I'm not even really a social media person, but I'm on it all the time, and I've checked it, and I'm tired from social media. So I don't know, man. I don't want to get into like anything too deep, but yeah, just been kind of thinking about, you know, I always check like who's looking at my stories and who's checking out my posts and things like that, who's liking my stuff, and just like that's kind of what I've been caught up into. And I'm like, oh, is that person looking at what I'm doing? Is that person looking at what I'm doing? But I try to do it now for a good cause. Say if I'm posting like a personal picture like I just did on Instagram for Man to Man Podcast. Also just trying to throw myself out there, but I feel like I've gotten caught up in that shit. So that's, you know, my brain's all mushed out, and that's, I'm looking at other people, especially like female women in Nashville, and you know, they're doing something, so I got to do something. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm caught up at. And so, like,
you know, I have something that came up about that, actually. I was having a conversation with one of my, you know, really good friends, actually. Somebody I haven't seen since high school, but we talk, you know, every month or so, just on a phone call, catch up a little bit. But something like that came up, and it was a conversation about power. And if you could define what power is, what is the definition of power for you? What is power? Like, if you looked up in dictionary, what is power?
Power is looking at me in 5 years and looking back and being like, it's pretty much like that saying that you hear, like, you know, maybe rappers or like other things like that. I ain't talking about no teacher not believing in me, but, you know, other girls maybe swerving me and things like that. Not even girls, but just like other people like looking down on me.
Well,
power, so like that's power to me.
Yeah. I would say, well, like the definition of power is like to be able to influence or change like a course of action or somebody or like somebody's life or something like that. And that in terms of giving up your power about social media is kind of what you run into, I think, a lot of times, is when you are constantly on social media, or when anybody is on constantly social media. I'm not going to lie to you. I was sitting on TikTok for 3 hours before recording today, just on social media. But it's not so much the power, but the power comes from being attached to that device. And it's not just, you know, Instagram or Twitter or TikTok. It's just being, the power is in your phone. And we've recognized that the phone can do a lot of things, and it has a lot of power to like reach out to us, but it's also taking our power, like our personal power away of like, I should be doing something other than sitting in my bed for 3 hours watching TikTok. You know what I mean? So stuff like that. It's, I mean, it happens to everybody. You just have to control it and not let it consume as much as it does.
My power is selfish, you know, like my, you know, that sounded selfish what I just said, but no. Yeah, man, that's a selfish thought. It's a very selfish thought.
No, you know? I think that's, I mean, it's what power, I mean, it's what it is. Like, that is everybody.
And that's the thing, like, me trying to be like, oh, yeah, I better have it. You know, I better have it. Like, I hope I have it. Then I can look at other people like, the fuck, who am I to say that shit? You know what I'm saying? I just, some people want to feel validated. You know, we talk about that. Like, people want to feel validated. For me, I'm a fucking Pisces. I get emotional. Like, I need people to be like, oh, nice, dude. Or I need like recognition, or I need, you know, some chick to text me back within 24 hours, or I need, you know, some likes on Instagram or anything like that. Like, that's the thing that, and that's probably why a lot of people honestly fucking hate people like me, like Pisces or whatever. We're just emotional, dude. We're a roller coaster. I'm a deep thinker, dude. Deep thinking about a bunch of shit. When I just realize, relax, breathe, it's the holidays.
I think another thing, this is something I want to see if you can do, is when you, because this also came up in conversation, when you post on social media, you need to be able to, maybe for the next week, everything you post on social media, you post it and you don't look at it. You turn off all your notifications. You just post it and it's out there. You don't search for, you know, who's liked it, how many people have liked it. Because that's, I mean, you talk about that, that I'm not a social media person, but that's kind of how I do social media in the first place, is I post, you know, we post a story or post a picture. I haven't posted a picture since last year. In Christmas, our clothing drive, but at the same time, I repost stories. But I don't check to see who's seen it, how many people have seen it, you know. And it's like the next day, I repost something else and see, oh, you know, 200 people saw that or 400 people saw that off of my you know, reposted story. But it's not like I'm sitting there constantly looking at it, like, oh, how many more people are, you know. So maybe try that. Just post it and just forget about it. Don't worry about how many people have looked at it or liked it or stuff like that. That could be a...
I got one more thing on that since we're talking about social media. And I appreciate your advice, man. I really do. So I did take a poll of social media. I don't know if you saw this.
I was going to bring it up. I think that's kind of where I was leading into, but go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. I like posting polls on social media because I like hearing about what's going on, you know? Yeah. So I found myself to just go to one of my local bars here down the street, drinking a beer, watching football, getting some food. And I hear this couple that's next to me, you know, maybe late 20s, on a date. They end up getting to know each other and everything else, like what they do. You know, it's 20, 25 minutes go by. And then he, you know, Thursday night football game's coming on. He's talking about betting. He's like, oh, man, I'm betting on this game tonight. Like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, hold up now. Like, let me stop the conversation. It was just like, yo, yeah, I'm betting on this game tonight. So, like, what do you think about that? She was like, oh, my God, I don't know anything about that. So, like, what is betting? What is the bet talk is what I asked, like, on a first date. Like, do you do the bet talk on a first date? And my whole thing is, I've done a bet talk on the first day, and guess what? I didn't get a second date with the girl I really had a crush on. So that's kind of personal, but that's like a personal experience. But fuck it, dude. Throw it all out there. You know,
first date,
you want a bet, let's bet.
First date, I'm hesitant. I think if you get the second date, third date, you really have to kind of show who you are and how you act and what you do and stuff like that. So the first date is hard. In terms of, you know, bringing that up. And if it controls the conversation, every girl in America is not going to be like, oh, yeah, I took, you know, fucking Bucks minus 7 at half or whatever. That's not a good way for a first date to go, but you can mention it. You just can't have that to be the leading conversation and you trying to get, you can't do all that. You definitely can't do all that. All
right. I got another question about that. It's actually not about that. I had another question I didn't ask and maybe I'll save it for next week. But real quick, you're right-handed?
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
Okay. So what hand do you drive with?
My left hand.
Okay. So a lot of right-handed people drive with their left hand. And I don't know about a lot of left-handed people drive with their right hand. Probably their left as well.
Well, this is why I will say this. You know this, but my first car was a manual. So I had to drive left because I had to use the right to change the gears. So that's my explanation.
All right. So probably left for both people. Right? Yeah. So here's my thing. If you were, I just binge watched this show on Netflix called Money Heist.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking sick. You should watch it. It's awesome. Yeah. They robbed like the Royal Mint of Spain and like Bank of Spain shit. But it kind of got me to thinking, if I were on if I was speeding from a cop or something, 100 miles per hour, and then I was on the wrong side of the interstate and some car is coming at me and I'm driving with my left hand, would I swerve right or would I swerve left? What you thinking?
That's a good question. I like that, actually. If I'm driving on the wrong side of the street, though, what if I'm driving on the right side of the street, like the correct way?
The question is, if another car was coming at you like that, and you were driving really fast, at least like at 80 miles per hour,
are you swerving right
or are you swerving left?
I'm going right.
Swerving right. Yeah. Right. So hopefully they do too, because that's the motion right there.
Yeah. So you better hold.
Swerving left is kind of like a reverse 360.
Well, yeah, because left hand, like my elbow, I can't go that way. But my right, I can put a whole elbow turn into that. You know what I mean?
All right. So we'll take it to Instagram, see what you guys think about it.
Yeah. I think for this next half of this episode, guys, we got our special Christmas Day draft. We got our two interns working that work for us. Ethan, Troop, you probably guys haven't seen him on Man. I think you may have. If you're an OG, you know who Ethan is, but he's kind of our kind of background, do it, plug and play guy, more of like an advisor to us. He really helps with every little thing that you guys don't really see. And then Griffin, you guys have, if you also listen on a week to week basis, you guys know Griffin. He's our kind of social media / video guy / TikTok. He runs our TikTok and stuff like that. We're going to do a Christmas Day draft. And we'll kind of talk about it a little bit more once they get on here. But I think that's where we're headed. Welcome, guys. Welcome into the draft.
Happy on, man.
Yeah, you guys ready for this? Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so how this is going to work, we're going to have 5 rounds. We got a subcategories include best song. So everybody's going to have one best song. Everybody's going to have one best movie, one best decoration item. We got one food or drink item. And then our kind of miscellaneous kind of tradition category, something that you do on Christmas or something that just kind of means something for you on Christmas. So we've kind of already decided our draft order. Draft order is going to go with Griffin going first. Andy is second pick. Ethan is going to be third pick. And unfortunately, I got the fifth pick, kind of got the short end of the straw here. But with no delay, Griffin, I guess you are on the clock. What do we have for the first overall pick?
Yes. So got the first pick, and I think I'm going to start with one of my stronger ones. So I'm going to start with decoration, and I'm going to go with the sexy leg lamp from A Christmas Story. That's a hot, when I thought of that one, I was like, oh, I'm going to steal that one from someone. So I had to get that first off the board, so y'all couldn't take it. Sexy leg lamp from A Christmas Story. I love it. It's from that movie, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. If you just see it by itself, it's just a woman's leg with a stocking on it with a lamp shade on the top. But it's kind of like an inside joke if you've seen the movie and you see it in a lot of people's windows during Christmas time. It's great. Love that scene. So, I'm going to go with, you know, a nice classic Christmas movie prop.
I'm be honest with you. I didn't see that coming out on number one.
I didn't either, but that's a solid pick.
I like that. That's
a little insider, Christmas insider pick right there.
Like that one. All right, so we're just kind of going round for a round right here.
Yeah, you can pick any one, any of the categories, but just make sure you have one at the end of it. So it doesn't have to be in any order. Any?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll probably do like a Christmas decoration as well. Top one would be like I don't even know if I'm going to say this right, man, but we had this growing up at my grandma's house all the time. For a Christmas decoration, spread it out all around the house was it the candy bread house? The gingerbread house. The gingerbread house. Yeah. So I used to deck those things out to the max, man. Some gingerbread house guys. And that's probably the best decoration that I've been a part of. We don't really do that anymore, but the gingerbread house is something that I always grew up on. So that's going to be my favorite Christmas decoration.
They're hard to make, you know, get the extremely icing. Hard to the make. Icing gets hot and then your hands get hot and then you melt the graham cracker gets soggy. And
you can't eat it too. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst part about it.
So really. Like a sin that I've never made one.
Yeah. It's like,
I'll be honest. I'm with you on that. I don't think I've actually.
Okay, so I'm not alone. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I don't
you
think
guys
I've
should get together and make some houses. Maybe have a gingerbread house making competition.
Yeah. Honestly, pretty fun activity too, man.
Yeah.
Just want to throw an activity in there. That's mine. I'm gingerbread house.
All right. So does that mean I'm up?
Yeah, Ethan, you are up.
All right. I think I'm going to have to steal one of the best ones off the board. I'm going to go with a song first. And I got to take Mariah Carey. I want for Christmas is you. I got to have the number one song. So, I mean, look. She's getting royalties every year, and everybody plays that song, and it's a good song. So,
I like that one.
I think that one plays. I think that's obviously a top song.
Nobody's topping my song, so I feel confident in that.
I like that. I don't mind that.
I think.
Go ahead, Griff.
Sorry, I'm just gonna say I think that song's having like a second wind. Like people like hate it. You know, they hated it for a while. No, but now I think it's like ironic again. So people are just like ironically liking it again because it's just so overplayed that it's just a joke now. So I'm with it. I love that song.
Yeah, I think it's everybody knows the song for sure. You know what I mean? Everybody, you hear it, you know it's Mariah Carey. All right, I'll go, and I think I will take a movie for my first one. And I know I'm going to break somebody's heart doing this because I think we might have talked about it. But I kind of was debating about this, but I'm going to go best Christmas movie. And I think my biggest thing is because it is you can watch it all throughout the year, you got to you gotta just – mark it down. It's obviously a Christmas movie, but because you can watch it all through the year, I'm gonna have to take it. But I'm gonna go with Elf. Elf as my movie.
I told you that in confidence, Hoop.
Yeah, Elf is like one of my favorite movies too, man. Yeah. I was probably gonna say Elf before you, but it's a solid movie.
Well, for me, number one.
A lot of people don't like it though, man. A lot of people don't really like to watch it for some reason. We just talked about that, Griff.
Yeah. I cry every time I see that movie.
A lot of people don't think Will Ferrell is funny. I mean, I kind of get it, but
he can get overplayed. Solid in that. There's no question.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I like it. I think that's I don't know if I would say it's the best actual Christmas movie, but it is a Christmas movie, and I find myself watching it not during Christmas too sometimes. So I think that's kind of why I took it. For sure.
Christmas is the story throughout all of it, you know? It's like Christmassy the whole way through.
Yeah.
He comes from the North Pole. Some of these other ones are like Christmas is like not the main character.
Right, right. So I guess I'm back up again, and I think I'm going to go decoration. I know this might be a chalk pick for me, but I think I'm going to go with just the actual Christmas tree. The tree itself, you can't have Christmas without your Christmas tree. You have a bunch of things that are associated with the Christmas tree. I guess I won't like spill other picks, but I will also, you put your presents all around the Christmas tree. It's kind of the focal point of your living room. So for my decoration slash item, I got to go with the Christmas tree itself.
All right. Well, I guess that snakes back to me again then. Liam, I'm hurt by you taking my movie like that, so I have to get on the movie board before any of the other ones are taken. I told you that pick in confidence.
Ain't nothing safe out here, man.
He acted like it was nothing. I was like, oh, okay, I feel safe. It's okay. I see how we play the game. All right, I'm definitely going to take Home Alone because that's a holiday favorite. Classic, will never die. Huh?
You got to pick one, though.
I know.
We know you're not talking like about Home Alone.
No, the original.
Okay, I thought you were talking about 4 real quick.
Wait, what?
I thought you were talking about Home Alone 4.
No. Regular. The traditional, the classic, the main one. Since, you know, he wanted to take my greatness off the board, I got to get a movie out there, too, because I know there's some good ones, but I want to have one of the better ones.
Definitely. I mean, my favorite by far. I watch that every like Christmas Eve, actually. So it was, I like that pick.
Well, good. I had to get you back.
Yeah. Andy, you're up. You're on the clock.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I apologize. I thought it was good. I'll do a movie as well and just kind of get over with. I'm not a movie guy. So I don't really watch a lot of movies. Elf would be my number one. Then number two, obviously Home Alone. Number three, obviously we're thinking Polar Express. So I'm either going to pick Polar Express or can't really pick anything else. So Polar Express is the movie that I usually like. I like watching them, and I like the cartoon, the illustration that it's got going on. It's got a good story. A lot of people think the Polar Express is like some sort of like dark art. I don't really understand that. Just kids, you know, getting on a train waiting to get, you know, abducted by Santa Claus. So Polar Express, my go-to movie. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Not my favorite movie. I think I've watched it like twice, but
I love it, but yeah, it kind of freaks me out a little bit and I don't know why.
That's fair.
Something about their faces, the way they move.
I got no beef with the Polar Express. That's a classic too to me.
It's a classic.
Classic film. Okay, I got two picks here. So I think I'm going to do We've been doing movies, so I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to do food and song. So with food, I'm going to do a delicious treat, a cookie that my mom's been making for a while. It's the best when it's hot out the oven. It's so good with fresh Hershey's Kiss in the middle. It's a peanut butter blossom. It's a peanut butter cookie, sugar cookie. And then while it's hot, you press down the Hershey's Kiss in the middle and like it imprints into the cookie. And it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And it forces you to make a decision how big of a bite you want to take because there's a giant kiss in the middle. So if you go down the middle, you're getting like, you have to bite through in like a Hershey's Kiss with your teeth. So it's just easier to pop the entire cookie into your mouth. So you end up eating, you know, a dozen of them.
Honestly, so fire.
They're so good. They're the best. They're just easy. They're simple.
That was definitely at the top of my list, actually. Those are one of my favorite. I don't mind a big chocolate. Dude,
that was a good one.
I'm not a big chocolate guy, but those are my go-to cookies if I'm going to have one.
Do you like to nibble around the kiss and then throw it away?
Yeah. Yeah. I usually wait for the kiss like last. Save the kiss for last.
Yourself a little treat?
Yeah. When I say like you that. Top it off right there, man, you tease it, then give it a little kiss. That's what I'm doing.
I gotta try that foreplay with a cookie. I gotta do
foreplay that. With a cookie, man. That's the only way. Cookies are probably obviously the best treats in my opinion, around Christmas time. We used to, put a ton of colored icing on different Christmas shaped cookies and things like that. And yeah, those different Christmas shapes and things like that. But I think my favorite Christmas snack.
Oh, wait, not I your have
turn.
Another turn.
It's not
I
your turn, big dog. Wait, Griff has one more.
Oh, shit. My fault. I thought we were snaking it. My fault.
You guys have a chance to steal his pick now if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got you.
Just kidding. My second pick, I'm going to go with. Actually, I'll join y'all with the movie. I'm going to go with kind of off the beaten path movie wise. I hope you all have seen it because it's I rewatched it recently and it's fucking hilarious. It's got, let me see if you guys can guess it actually. It's got Paul Giamatti, Ludacris, Vince Vaughn. What movie is that? Come on, guys.
It's like
Christmas movie.
Four Christmases. I know that has some. No, it doesn't have Vince Vaughn in it.
I had a guess before you mentioned who was in it, and now it's thrown me off. So
Vince Vaughn becomes Santa. His brother is Paul Giamatti.
Not an American Horror Story, is it?
Yeah. It's Fred Claus. Fred Claus is my pick. Have you guys seen it?
I don't think I've seen it.
I don't think so.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've seen it either.
Oh, my God.
What? I will watch it for you, though.
You gotta watch it.
It's funny, right?
I was afraid this might happen. I was like, it's a little. I mean, it's not one of the main ones, I guess, but wow, Fred
big
Claus
movie is guys over there, the Lushy Boys.
Maybe if you guys see a picture, you'll recognize it. But yeah, it's Paul Giamatti is Santa, so
I'll watch it for you. I'll definitely watch it.
I'm with Liam. I'll watch it too.
Pop the trailer in right here.
Yeah, honestly. Pop that trailer in, boy.
Won't get copyrighted. All right, so yeah, those are my picks. Peanut Butter Blossoms, Fred Claus. So, yeah.
And I guess that concludes you, right, Griff? Okay.
Got two more, though.
Oh, okay. Snack is going to be fudge squares or even fudge circles where you make the peanut butter balls and then you freeze the peanut butter balls. And then you put a bunch of chocolates, Hershey's syrup on top of it, cover it all up, put it back in the freezer, and then it's frozen peanut butter balls or hot fudge. Or no, not even hot fudge. It's just the same thing, like frozen fudge squares. It's probably my go-to Christmas snack, if you guys have had any of those.
Fudge. Again, I'm not
a
big chocolate
rich
guy.
For my blood.
Yeah, I'm not a big chocolate guy, but. I like the peanut
fudge
butter
squares. If you want to, if you want to get a couple of cavities in you, brother.
Wait, Liam, you don't like chocolate. What's your?
I don't like chocolate. The only thing I really like that's chocolate are Reese's, just because it's so peanut buttery.
What's your go-to dessert then?
I really don't eat sweets like that, to be honest with you. I really don't.
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah, but if you had to, Mr. Healthy over there.
I mean, if I had to, it'd be either. Reese's or pie of some sort, pumpkin pie or cherry pie, probably.
Fucking wild, man.
Yeah, man.
That's ice cream. Sounds boring, Liam.
What's your go-to ice cream flavor?
Probably vanilla, to be honest, or strawberry.
Oh my god!
It's just bland, man. Jeez.
You even mix it up? You put anything on it? Just straight vanilla.
I don't eat sweets like that. I couldn't tell you last time I ate.
No flavor though.
Vanilla is kind of underrated. I like vanilla.
Cookies and cream, or
don't eat
strawberry sherbet or anything.
Simple man.
All right,
I feel like a little schoolgirl when I eat vanilla. So innocent.
He's not. He eats that. He eats it.
I don't.
He eats it on the low.
Ethan, all right,
I think I'm gonna join y'all in the decorations. I agree. Liam got the best one with the tree. That's the most important thing in Christmas. But I would definitely go with lights as a number two because, you can put it on the tree, you can put it on the house, you can put it everywhere. So lights is what I'm gonna roll with on my decoration item.
I got lights.
Yeah, I think.
What kind of lights?
Just the lights you wrap around the Christmas tree, you can put outside.
You a white light guy or a mix?
Oh, no, you got to put some color in there. We're not Liam. Whoa, they're not going to be bland. Gotta throw the color in there.
I like that. I think that's probably the most like iconic, you know, you look at any picture or something that has to have like lights on it, especially like your Christmas tree or stuff like that. So I think that's a good one. I guess I'm up and I will go with, I guess I will go with my food and or drink, and I'm going to go. I'll go with the candy cane as my food. That's the one thing that I kind of like associate with Christmas. If I do eat something sweet for Christmas or something, and candy cane's lying around, I'll take a candy cane. I think it's kind of just a simpleton pick, but at the same time, it really encompasses. You don't eat candy canes really any other time than during Christmas. So I'll take the candy cane as my pick.
Like that one.
Those are dangerous.
What do you mean?
You know, you suck off the bottom of the cane.
I don't like the red white one though. You
can like stab people with it. Little handle.
Yo, you're making
not safe.
Not stabbing people. I gotta go with like a flavored, like a Jolly Rancher candy cane flavor, or like a Sour Patch candy cane flavor.
Those are good. I forgot about those.
Yeah. Screw the regular ones, you know? Those ain't even that good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that.
All right, so I guess I'm up again, and I'm gonna take my song because I think there's another good song that kind of, I wouldn't say it's up there with Mariah Carey, but it's also very recognizable. I'm going to do Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé. I think that's another big song I know that I always hear during Christmas, and it kind of just hits. I know if I'm listening to that, it's Christmas time for sure. So I think that's going to be my song choice.
Definitely.
Yeah. Bublé, man. He could fuck all of our moms if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to the original person that made that, though. I don't even know who it is. Or is it an original one, right, Griff?
Nacho or Dean Martin, probably.
Yeah.
Didn't do it as well. Crosby.
I will agree. That's probably the only song that can rival that.
Yeah.
All right, Ethan, you are up.
All right. I'm going to do...
Ethan, you need a tradition or a food or drink.
Ethan, what was your movie pick?
My movie pick was Home Alone.
Home Alone, that's right.
I'm going to go with a tradition. I feel like I'm not going to take the number one that I think is the best one. I'm going to just take what I think is my favorite. Because, you know, my Celtics play every Christmas, baby. So it's always tradition. I got to watch NBA, but specifically got to watch the Celtics on NBA Christmas Day. Been a tradition. They better never take us off.
That's facts, bro. Love watching NBA on Christmas, man.
Facts.
Fun one.
All right, cool. I think I got a song.
It's Griff's up next. Oh, no, Andy, my fault. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You okay, have, cool. I'm gonna, you need a, yeah, you need a song or an activity. Sorry.
Okay. So song or activity, man, which kind of sucks. Cause like no one said, like, can we talk about a drink? I don't think I have a drink, right?
You have a food or drink item. Yeah.
Okay. Can I do another drink item just real quick?
At the end, you probably can not. Put it out there, but.
Okay.
I'm interested because I couldn't think of a drink item. Oh wait,
so
no, I didn't.
It's that you make this drink every year.
It's a food or drink. So you took your food.
Gotcha. I took a snack, I thought. But all right. Let's see. Santa Baby. It's probably my favorite song by Christmas. At Christmas time. So that's my song of the year, man.
That's a horny Christmas song.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of gets me in the mood, feeling good.
Which mood? Christmas mood or?
Yeah, it could be either one.
Where Satan is coming out during Christmas time, you know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
I like that. That was a good one. Go ahead, Griff.
I have another song from that era. Maybe that song's a little older or a little newer. But this song is an absolute banger. I listened to it during the summertime, springtime. It's the catchiest Christmas song, I think, that behind maybe only Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it's Wham! Last Christmas. Absolute banger. It's one of the best songs to come out of the 80s. George Michael's. The music video is hilarious.
Oh, George Michael's. Hell yeah.
Yeah, George Michael's. You know, you guys know what song that is?
I do.
Am I on a different planet?
No. I think
I feel like if I hear it, I'll recognize it.
It's like last Christmas.
Yeah.
I gave you my heart.
Okay,
but the very next day, it's really.
Wait, a little louder, Liam.
No, I mean I can't because we'll get monetized out here. But
yeah. It's great, fucking awesome song.
I think that's a great song, actually.
I think that's my ringer. I think I'm gonna win this draft with that one as my anchor.
Yeah, that's a good one, honestly, Dan.
Yeah.
So you need a.
I'm kind of crushing it. So
you need activity to round out your draft, Griff.
Right. So my last pick, something that I started doing with my family a couple years ago was Chinese food on Christmas, which is another ode to A Christmas Story. You know, if you've seen A Christmas Story and seen the end, spoiler alert for A Christmas Story. All the dogs come in and eat the Christmas turkey or ham or whatever. So they have to go to the only place in town that's open, which is this Chinese restaurant. And they cut the head off of a goose and they freak out. So just a great.
Has everyone kinda, taken a movie?
It probably wouldn't play very well today, but we thought it was funny. So we do that. We either go out for Chinese food or like make our own.
Nobody took A Christmas Story on the movie, did we? Because that should get at least an honorable mention.
Yeah, we can run through some honorable mentions at the end.
Yeah, that definitely gets honorable mention.
I was gonna take it if no one took Fred Claus, but apparently that was on no one's radar. So,
I mean, I think there's gonna be like a handful of people that are out there like. I fucking love Fred Claus. Hell yeah.
Dude, yeah. But they're going to come out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
To defend Fred Claus. I know they are. Let me hear you guys.
All right, Andy, you have an activity / tradition / meaning of Christmas for you.
It's like different things, right? Like, I don't know. I guess what I'll say, what Christmas means to me without it really being my answer is just getting together and laughing, being with people that you love and friends and family and things like that before the new year kind of gives you that kind of uplift. Hopefully it does going into the new year. Everyone can kind of say that maybe the same thing or something of a similar sentiment, but favorite maybe tradition. I don't know, Ethan, you took it and I'll just take the other part of it. Watching basketball, but let me catch a little Buzz Lightyear in the meantime. You know, let me get faded real quick during Christmas. Not do anything. Open up, you know, maybe a couple of presents that I don't ever ask anything for Christmas. I really don't. But, you know, I get a few things here and there, whether it's, you know, clean underwear or not holes in my boxers and, you know, things like that. But let me get a little like, and I'll plug this into what I wanted to say, like a spiked eggnog. So I'm drinking like spiked eggnog. You know, maybe with a little vodka in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Catch a little fader.
Place a couple bets.
Definitely like place a couple bets.
I like that. I think eggnog was on my list. I thought I was going to take eggnog. Is that or or the
I didn't put it on my list because I don't like eggnog. I'm not a fan.
I love eggnog, dude.
I mean, I had this eggnog cream brulee pie, and it was fire. One of the best pie I've ever had, I think, honestly.
Honestly.
All right, Ethan, you got food.
Food or drink, yeah. I think I'm going to just go with M&M's because, for me, my grandmother never fails. She puts M&M's in my stocking every year. Well, everybody's stocking. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with M&M's as my favorite food or candy or drink around the Christmas time. So, uh-huh. Got to have the peanuts in it, though. Yeah, my fault, with the peanuts in it.
So peanut M&M's?
The best ones are the pretzel ones. So good.
I like the peanuts and M&M's.
I like
delicious. That. I think that rounds out my five, or yeah, all mine. So,
yeah. I guess I'm last up here, and I need my activity. I don't know if you said some of these, but I think I will do. I could just be funny and just say, I've never done this, but I think it's funny that people like actually do this. But I'm gonna say my like tradition is like leaving out like cookies and milk for Santa. I know the little kids always leaving out cookies and milk, and they like doing that. So I don't know. I'm sure I did that when I was little, but I always, you know, gotta leave out some cookies and milk. If not, drink the cookies and milk the next day. You know what I mean?
So yeah, sure. Santa doesn't come to your house and eat the cookies. Santa never came to my house and ate the cookies, so you just ate them.
Yeah. All right, so we'll run through these.
That's sad as fuck.
Yeah, man. I was like one of those kids that always believed in Santa, and then they were just like, nah. Santa's
I just not ate real. Them for Santa. You feel me? Never let it go to waste.
Santa's still real.
All right, we'll run through these real quick. Griffin, you got the leg lamp from Christmas Story, the Hershey's Kiss sugar cookie, Fred Claus, The Last Christmas by Wham, and Chinese Food on Christmas. Andy, yes. you have the Gingerbread House, Polar Express, Fudge Balls, Santa Baby, and Being with Family and Drinking Spiked Eggnog. Ethan, you have Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, Home Alone, Lights, and Watching NBA Games, and Peanut M&M's. And then I have Elf, The Christmas Tree, Candy Cane, Michael Bublé, It's a Beginning, a Look a Lot Like Christmas, and then leaving out Cookies and Milk for Santa. So you want to run through some of the honorable mentions you might have? Something, a couple that we didn't hit. I don't know if you guys have some of those, but
you want to just hit them by category, one by one by one.
I mean, you could just start listing things that you had on your list, maybe or not. I guess Christmas Vacation was one that I had on my list for movies. That's and then movie. The Grinch, the Jim Carrey, yeah. The Grinch version.
Gotta get the Grinch movies.
Decorations, I had stockings. Star or Angel. I had the Nutcracker. Got to crack them nuts out there. and the Mistletoe. Got to get those kisses too.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Mistletoe. Definitely an honorable mention.
Traditions. I had like actually opening the presents.
I was going to say nobody took that. I feel like that's the best one. I mean, that is Christmas. Opening your presents. It's kind of, at least when you're a kid growing up.
For a tradition, I'm going to go ahead and pick rolling around in the the wrapping paper on the ground and losing stuff in it also.
Screw the Christmas tradition where you wear pajamas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fair.
What tradition is that?
There's people out there that do that.
There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of families out there that wear the same damn pajamas beforehand. Let's...
Yeah. Oh, really? That's kind of cringy.
I spite you. Honestly.
My honorable mention for a movie's got to be The Night Before. I know everybody's got to be.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That's one of the funniest Christmas movies next to Elf, dude.
That's a good one for
and
sure.
And Fred Claus, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And for clothes, yeah.
And then I had also gotta get in the best song, honorable mention, Saint Brick intro, shout out Gucci. Always a bopper. I always play it in December.
Oh, that is a Christmas song, yeah.
Forgot
about that.
It was not on my list, but that is a song.
I knew that would fly under the radar, so I had to get that honorable mention in there.
Oh, what's that Outkast song that's a Christmas song?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? I think it's like Alchemy. It's called like...
They just got signed to the label, and the first album that they got thrown on was a Christmas album.
Yes.
I remember
that's the
that.
Story. Yeah, there's yeah. a cool story behind it. But we'll figure out the name of that song.
I think with that, guys, if you don't have anything else, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening to our first, I guess, Christmas draft. It went pretty well. I
have fun.
I guess we'll get up some of our picks, maybe make a graphic for you guys and see if you guys agree or disagree or if we missed some big ones.
Hold on, who has the best?
Yeah.
Who has the best?
I do. I'm confident.
It's Dr. Disrespect.
We gotta put it in a...
put it in a poll, yeah.
Yeah, poll.
But with that, guys, I'm going to namaste these fools out of here. So namaste to you guys. Namaste to you guys.
Namaste.
Have a good one, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays out there, man.